today a beautiful day or what?
It's the kind of day it just makes you glad to be alive, don't it? Hey there, sunshine. How'd your day go today?
Men are scum. Do you hear me? Scum! Scum!
Problems on the love boat, Dana?
I show up for my date 15 minutes early, and I catch him making out with Katie Boyce. I hate men.
Hey, well, cheer up, Dana, man. Saturday's Valentine's Day.
Shut up!
Oh, JT. Wait till you see the watch that I got Carol for Valentine's Day. She is gonna flip. Check it out.
Whoa, man. A Swiss roulette? These babies cost a fortune.
Yeah, not necessarily. That is what people in the jewelry business call a parallel brand item.
In other words, it's a fake.
JT, Carol has always wanted a Swiss roulette watch. And I would love to get her the real thing, but I went down to Bidwell's and found out they cost $900. Much as I love her, I can't afford that. I can barely afford the bag.
But, Dad, if you give her this fake watch and pretend it's the real thing, isn't that kind of like a parallel truth item?
Son, when you get married, you will realize that there is a deeper, more spiritual truth that is just as important as the actual truth. Okay, I'll give you an example. You're home with your wife, you're watching Baywatch, and she says, honey, do you think that girl in the bikini is beautiful? Now, the actual truth is beautiful, my God, I'd sell my soul to see her naked. But the deeper, more spiritual truth is that girl, honey, compared to you, that girl is dog food.
All I can say, Dad, is if you watch Baywatch with your wife, you know nothing about marriage.
Mail call. It's your red-hot pre-Valentine's Day mail. Let's see now, what do we got here? Oh, Sports Illustrated for Brendan.
Cool.
Rush Limbaugh newsletter, that's gotta be for Mark. Yeah. Ooh, here's a mysterious little missive for the pretty blonde over there reading the Guy Hater book.
Who's it from?
Some dude named Secret Admirer.
Throw it out.
Oh, come on, Dana. Hey, you may already be a winner. But you gotta enter to win.
Cody, if you're so interested, then why don't you open it?
Okay, I will. Let's see what's in this puppy, huh? Secret admirer. Let's see. Dear Dana. I've never written a letter like this before. But every time I see you on campus, I'm overwhelmed by your beauty and grace.
Oh, Dana, sounds like somebody's got a crush on you.
I don't know about you, man, but if I was a chick, I'd be all over this dude.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I'm supposed to melt, right? Because some guy says, you have a face like a Botticelli angel. Michelangelo had had the chance to paint your porcelain skin and classic features. The world would have a true masterpiece. Yeah, so he knows how wonderful I am. Big deal. Most magical thing about you is, not only are you brilliant, but you have an impish spirit.
I wonder who Dana's secret admirer is.
Dude, it's me!
You?
Yeah, buddy. Look, man,
Every time Dana gets dumped on by some dude, man, she turns into this, like, wretched, bitter old hag, you know, and scares everybody away. Yeah, I figured if I wrote her a secret admirer letter, it might get her to lighten up. She'd get a dude just like that, right?
You're a genius, Cody.
I know. I deserve a hug.
A Swiss Rolex watch?
You like it, huh?
Oh, like it. I love it, Frank. I've wanted one for years. It is so beautiful, Frank. You have to take it back. It's too expensive.
Well, honey, come on. I really wanted to give it to you.
But it's so extravagant.
Yeah, well, no. Now, listen. Nothing's too extravagant for you. Here, just put it on. Put it on your wrist there. See, oh. See how it looks there.
Huh? Oh, Frank. Oh, it's just the most beautiful gift I've ever gotten.
Well, a beautiful gift for a beautiful woman.
Oh, but I feel so guilty.
Why?
Well, because you gave me this gorgeous gift and I haven't gotten you anything yet.
No, that doesn't matter. It doesn't. Listen, hey, if you're really miserable, I can think of something you might do to tide me over.
May we help you with something today?
Yes, my husband bought me a Swiss Rolex watch for Valentine's Day, and I'd like to return it.
The Swiss Rolex is an excellent watch. I hope there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, no. It's wonderful. It's just, it's a little too expensive, and I'd rather use the money to take my husband on a romantic trip.
I see. Well, if you'll just give me the watch, I'll be glad to write up the return.
Here it is.
Have a receipt for this?
No, it was a gift.
But you're sure it was purchased here?
Oh, yes. It came in this bag. See, Bidwell since 1925.
And I suppose you want cash.
Oh, that would be great. That way I can just run across the street to the travel agency and book our trip.
Oh, of course. Mr. Halliday, we have one of those return situations which requires your attention. And please bring out those new bracelets. We just got some beautiful bracelets from France. 50% off.
Oh, well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to just try one on.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Mr. Halliday, and you are?
Carol Lambert.
Oh, that's nice.
What are you doing?
I'm arresting you for fraud.
You tried to return a counterfeit watch for cash.
Counterfeit?
Go on, Ethel. Call Bunko. Blondie's going downtown.
But this was a gift for my husband. Ladies, guess what? I just got the fourth letter from my secret admirer.
Ooh. What did he say?
Oh, just that I am fairer than the evening air, clad in the beauty of 1,000 stars. Ah! This is so cool.
God, I wish we knew who this guy was.
I think I know who it is. There is this gorgeous, gorgeous guy named Danny who works down at the Bear's Lair. He's like this Brad Pitt, Billy Baldwin, Val Kilmer rolled into one.
Well, how do you know that it's him?
Well, he's an English lit major, which means that he knows poetry, and he's been smiling at me lately, you know, in that special way. I'm gonna go down there after my 4 o'clock class and tell him that I have a crush on him too. I love Valentine's Day.
Go get him, Dana.
Hello, you beautiful people. Oh, I love you guys.
What? Somebody's in a chirpy mood today.
Yeah. You know, Dana's excited because she got another letter from her secret admirer.
Oh. Hear that, cuz? Dana's in a good mood because of her secret admirer.
I wonder who the mysterious Romeo might be, huh?
Oh, Dana knows who he is.
She does?
Oh, yeah. It's this guy named Danny who works at the coffee shop across from campus. Oh, she's going down there after her 4 o'clock class to tell him that she's hot for him, too.
Uh-oh. Houston, we have a problem.
Hey, son.
Hey, Dad. So, how did Carol like her fake watch?
So be quiet. For your information, she loved it. In fact, I got a special little love note in my lunchbox thanking me for it.
Dad, I hate to tell you this, but you're going down, man. Carol's gonna know you're trying to pull something.
JT, you are wrong. She loved the watch. She's happy. End of story.
Hello? Oh, hi, Carol.
Carol, tell him.
So, what was that, huh?
Oh, man, Carol just told me the funniest story. Yeah, she tried to return the watch you bought her, but it was a fake. Oh, but of course you already know that, because you're the one who bought it. Anyway, she's in jail, and she wants you to come get her out. Oh, boy, you guys are going to have so much to talk about. Go! Go! While you're down there, tell her you watch Baywatch.
Good news, Trixie. I got a roommate for you. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies.
Yeah, some Valentine's Day.
Hi. I'm Trixie.
Yeah, I'm Carol.
Pleasure. So what are you in for?
I married an idiot. What are you in for?
Oh, I date a lot.
Lambert, you got a visitor.
Hi, honey. I got your note where you told me how much you love me. You're angry, aren't you?
Well, when they handcuffed me and booked me for a felony, I was angry. But after the fingerprinting, mugshots, and the strip search, I reached a whole new place way beyond anger!
Look, honey, I know I screwed up. Yeah, but I posted your bail. And as soon as the paperwork's done, we can go home and talk.
Well, Frank, right now, I don't want to go anyplace with you.
Why not? He's hot.
Look, Trixie.
Sorry. Private moment.
Look, Carol, I was wrong not to tell you about the watch. But gee, honey, it was Valentine's Day, and I wanted to do something real special for you.
Oh, so you bought me a fake watch and made me feel like a fool when I found out it wasn't the real thing?
Oh, I would never want you to feel like a fool. I love you more than anything in the whole world, Carol. I suppose I could have got you flowers or candy, but for Valentine's Day, it just didn't seem like enough. You deserve the best things money can buy. I just can't afford to buy them.
Oh, Frank. I would have been happy if all you gave me for Valentine's Day was a kiss.
Does that offer still stand?
Absolutely.
Nice to see you again.
Oh, well, thanks. It's good to see you, too.
What can I get for you?
Well, I've been secretly admiring the scones.
Secretly admiring them?
Uh-huh.
Okay. One secretly admired scone coming up.
Cody, no, not now.
Hey, listen, this is really important. There's something you gotta know about the guy that wrote you those letters.
I know everything I need to know. He's tall, good-looking, and getting me a scone right now, so beat it.
Yeah, there's something that you just don't understand about...
Here you go. One hot buttered scone.
No, I don't have any jumper cables in my purse. Go call AAA. There's a payphone right over there.
It's on the house.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Listen, I'm really glad you came in here again today. I've seen you in here before, but I just haven't had a chance to talk to you.
Well, talking's okay, but sometimes writing a letter says so much more.
Excuse me. Bear's lair. Yeah, she's right here.
Where are you?
Hello?
Hey, Dan. It's me. Listen, I hate to do this to you over the phone, okay? But listen, you are really about to embarrass yourself, all right? So this is what you gotta do. You gotta pay for the scone, get up, act perfectly natural, come outside and meet me over at the fountain by the Student Union building, okay? I'll be wearing the same thing I'm wearing right now.
Wrong number.
Dude, listen, man, are these the only danishes you got here?
No, we got some cinnamon rolls in the back.
Oh, killer, man. Cinnamon rolls are perfect. Hey, I'll take a dozen to go, all right? Hey, could you wrap them up for me individually?
Sure.
Like in foil?
Okay.
Cool. All right.
What are you doing?
Listen, Dana, I got to tell you about those letters, man. See, I kind of wrote them.
No. Those letters were written by a poet, an artist who could express intense emotion in the simple turn of a perfect phrase.
You mean like, your eyes are fairer than the evening air, clad in the beauty of a thousand stars?
Why do you keep doing this to me? Why?
Damn, stop. Okay, listen, I just wrote you the letters, you know, to cheer you up.
Well, great. Congratulations. I feel like a total idiot.
Well, why? I mean, every word I wrote you in those letters is true. I mean, hey, you are one gnarly chunk of womanhood, you know? You just, like, put up this wall sometimes, you know? It says, keep out, no trespassing. Every trespasser will be shot, murdered, and hung, you know?
So what are you trying to say? You're saying that I'm defensive?
Yeah, man, you got a tougher defensive line than 85 Chicago Bears. Yeah. Dana, you're a great person. You just gotta lighten up sometimes and let people see it.
Yeah, that's great, Cody. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, but Valentine's Day is still crock.
Here you go. A dozen cinnamon rolls to go.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man. Here you go.
Okay.
Keep the change.
Thanks.
Cool. Whew. Grab one of those days. Okay.
Now listen, I'm gonna take a chance. You probably have a boyfriend, but you like to go to a movie sometime?
You wanna go out with me?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, when you first started coming in here, you were a little cold and aloof. But in the last week or so, you've really opened up and relaxed.
Yeah, well, I have a friend who's been helping me with that.
Bear's there. Yeah. For you.
Hello.
Dana and Danny sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. I'll put his crumbs love. Take crumbs love. And she didn't put the blue.